All of the broadsheets and several tabloids this morning carry images from the scene of the tragic events that unfolded in Monkstown in Cork yesterday at lunchtime. Priest died in crash as he saved woman is the front page headline for the Irish Daily Mail, which reports that Father Con Cronin pushed his parish secretary out of the way seconds before he himself was struck by the out-of-control bus. Owen English reports in the Irish Examiner's lead story that Gardaí are investigating if bus driver Mark Wills suffered a medical trauma which caused him to lose control of his vehicle. Vaccinations are the lead story for the Irish Times this morning, which reports that about 1 million people are likely to be targeted for COVID booster shots in the state's first sweep of the population over the autumn and winter. Under advice from NIAC, those targeted first will be healthcare workers, the over 80s, residents in care facilities aged over 65, and people with medical conditions linked to suboptimal responses. Both the Irish News and the Belfast Telegraph report that a woman has been arrested by PSNI officers investigating the murder of 21-year-old Katie Simpson in Derry in August of last year. The woman was arrested in England on Tuesday and will be transported to Northern Ireland for questioning. We need to give older people their lives back, Minister urges, is the page one headline for the Irish Independent this morning, above detail that Minister for Older People, Mary Butler, has insisted that social clubs and active retirement groups should be allowed to meet indoors from next month. The paper says Minister Butler has lobbied the Taoiseach to give more freedom to bridge clubs, men's sheds, the Irish Country Women's Association and similar groups. Michael O'Toole has the story and image on page 13 of the Irish Daily Star of a group of young Irish tourists who were in hot water with Italian authorities after they frolicked in one of the country's most famous fountains, the Neptune Fountain in the city of Bologna, on Sunday morning. It's understood the group told police they were trying to recreate the scene from La Dolce Vita, where two characters wade into Rome's Trevi Fountain, some 400 kilometres away. Each of the men was fined €500 by the Carabinieri and told it would have been higher if they'd damaged the fountain. And beautiful images of Irish boxer Kelly Harrington shine out from the papers this morning as she secured at least a bronze medal in Tokyo in the early hours of yesterday morning. Page 2 of the Irish Times has a photograph of her delighted parents, Christy and Yvonne. Jade Wilson captures the atmosphere yesterday morning around their home in Portland Row in Dublin's North Inner City, with flags flying and horns beeping out congratulations as they passed her house. Superfan Lily Fagan said the win was great for the area. The area needs something positive like this, she said, adding, she's a hard worker and we're all behind her. Kelly is on the front of the Irish Independent too, which looks forward to tomorrow's silver medal bout with the line, the best is yet to come, while the Irish Sun's headline this morning simply states, Gold Rush Kelly.